It's SoJo 1049 and SoJo1049.com. It's Heather DeLuca backstage at Bally's in Atlantic City. It's Soap Opera Weekend here, and I'm hanging out with the guys of Port Chuck. We've got Steve Burton, Brandon Barash, Brad Anderson, and Scott Reeves. Hey, guys.
Hey, how you doing?
Hello, hello.
Well, you picked a good night to come to town. How's your time in Atlantic City been so far? Hitting the tables at all?
Yeah, Wheel of Fortune owns me once again. I can't get away from it. It's so exciting, but so depressing at the same time.
We're trying to do as much Jersey as we can before we have to leave tomorrow.
There's great shopping here. I mean, I know it's Jersey, but I had no idea that Atlantic City had some malls. I mean, we should know because it's Jersey, but come on.
So this is like a fun experience for the fans. I'm a lifelong fan myself of General Hospital. This is weird, like standing here with you guys, because I think I see you more than I see my family. Not to dime him out or anything, but my husband, as soon as we get home from work, like, we don't care about whatever else we've got on the DVR. It's like, we have to check in with GH.
What a good sport he is.
How did Port Chuck start? Was somebody singing in their dressing room? Somebody else walks by and someone say, hey, I can sing too.
No, these guys are so talented vocally that we've worked together a lot doing just regular appearances. And I just had an idea one day to, you know, Scott has all the musical background with being in Blue County for years and being on the road and knowing all the great musicians. And I said, you know what, let's try some songs and see how it sounds. And we rented a rehearsal space and it sounded great. And then, you know, we started booking shows and people started to come and it turned into something way bigger than we ever thought it would. I mean, it's an amazing experience for us to be out on the road for 8-9 days at a time, hitting, you know, 9 different cities in 9 days. It's been a ride, and we enjoy it, and we look forward to it every time.
And the number one.
Yeah, and we released our CD almost a year ago on cdbaby.com, and we're having a new CD come out April 15th, tax day, so you can use all of your return to buy our CD.
We are going to be back in the Jersey area, though, at the end of April for our tour, our Northeast tour. It's going to be a new show. All new songs. They're going to get some actually original stuff from Port Chuck because people have been requesting that. And we, you know, we have some writing history, and so we just decided that this was probably a good time to incorporate who we are originally.
Anyone who wasn't able to make it to Soap Opera Weekend here, we have another chance to catch up with you in a bit.
Next month.
To catch SoJo listeners up on what's happening on the show, of course, Steve has run off back to Nashville to deal with Maggie and that whole plotline.
Memphis.
What did I say?
Nashville.
We've got Spinelli trying to help get Maxie exonerated. Johnny's got his hands full with Sonny's women.
Yeah, what's up?
Johnny's the village unicycle.
And of course, Jason's storyline with Franco still unfolding and the obsession with babies. I think I kind of have this one figured out. I hope I'm right. How do you feel about your character storylines and where they're headed at the moment?
What the great thing about our show right now is that everyone is involved, and you know, whether it's one big storyline or the storylines spread out, everyone's involved, and I think that's what's really great about our show right now. And I think we're all happy that our numbers are better and that everyone's doing good work, and you know, hopefully this will carry us into some longer time on the air.
What was it like losing Kim McAuliffe?
Yeah, it's always tough. You know, I have a long history with her, so it's always sad to see somebody leave, but you're also excited for them because she's a very talented director, so she gets to go out and do what she loves to do, so it's a bittersweet.
I heard you rehearsing a little bit of Lay Your Hands on Me. You're in the Garden State, home of Bon Jovi. So what can the fans here in Atlantic City tonight expect?
Boy, they're going to get taken on a roller coaster ride through the 80s. Maybe on into the 90s a little bit, and then back to the 60s and 70s. The cool thing about Port Chuck is it's four guys here who people obviously know us as on TV, and then musically, we're so distinctly different. They're going to get taken on a ride through a bunch of eras, kind of a blast from the past, and stuff we grew up on and stuff we're passionate about singing.
Atlantic City is about to rock out tonight at Bally's for Soap Opera Weekend with the guys of Port Chuck. Thanks for hanging out tonight with SoJo.
Thank you so much for having us.